very closely at Doja Cat's eyes, because she is trying to tell us something, and I was not expecting it. I, like you, was super confused at what happened to Doja Cat overnight. So I spent hours and hours researching her, and then suddenly, I saw it. So let me present all of the facts before you, and let's see if we both reach the same conclusion. One thing is clear about Doja Cat. Even from day one, she was hungry for attention. In her teenage years, she would do and say crazy things to people on online communities just to get a few more views. At age 16, she drops out of school to produce her first track, which puts her on the map. However, for reasons unknown, she went silent for years. But when she came back, she became world famous for the weirdest reason. It was a quiet live stream with only 60 viewers when Doja decided to perform an unusual meme-like song called Moo. And by just pretending to be a cow, she went viral in days and her name was brought back into the public eye. Doja then had a choice. She either continued to clown around on the internet, or she could recreate her image to propel her into the mainstream. Doja chose the latter, and followed in the footsteps of Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, and produced very girly music in pink, and of course acting in a certain way that would attract a male audience. It's no secret that during this time, Doja Cat made some very bad decisions. To begin with, she started to date a Twitch streamer who'd been in all kinds of trouble. And then there was a time where it felt like every single time she went on video, it was to apologize for old tweets she'd made. And yet she didn't seem sorry, it just seemed like she was fearful of being cancelled. But worst of all, there was a point where she began to argue and even mock her fans on social media, to the point where she lost millions of followers, and her kittens, as they have been referred to, felt cheated. Like, they are the ones who had made her famous, and yet Doja was proving to them that she didn't care about even one of them. Okay, it's time I introduce to you the part where something big went wrong in Doja Cat's mind. Take a look at this. This is a statue of Asherah, an ancient Canaanite idol who is well known for leading the people of God away from the Lord and to herself to be worshipped. Now, do you notice that symbol above her head? And also how she is holding weighing scales? So compare that to Doja Cat's outfit. Guys, I really do want you to remember this, that Asherah is the one who led the people away from the Lord. Because when I reveal to you who I think Doja Cat is imitating from the Bible, it will all start to make sense. I severely underestimated just how dark things would get the deeper I delved into Doja Cat's life. For instance, I want you to imagine your favourite birthday cake. This is my birthday cake on my 30th birthday. Okay, so picture one of your favourite cakes and then contrast it to Doja Cat's 27th birthday cake. And did you know this? The number 27 in the spiritual world represents a new era, a new awakening of your mind to spiritual things, and it's often dark spiritual things. But here's another piece of the Doja Cat puzzle. In January 2023, she arrived at the Paris Fashion Week dressed in 30,000 crimson red crystals. Now just remember this, because I'm going to return to it a little later. But for now, here's a clue. For those of you who know your Bibles, I think you're starting to piece it together. But this person, who I believe Doja Cat is imitating, is in the last book of the Bible. And if you want to see some more videos all about that last book, they're coming very soon. So please do make sure you subscribe. It is almost unbelievable what Doja Cat did next. She produced two incredibly dark songs, which is why so many of you wrote to me and said, when are you going to make this video about Doja Cat? One of her songs messed around with spiritual things in such a way that the top comment, which had over 100,000 likes, read this: "Thanks, Doja, for reminding me to pray every night." In fact, despite Doja's best efforts to mock Christianity and God in her music videos, it actually instantly did the complete opposite. Many others, including unbelievers, said that her songs were the reason why they had started to seek God, and they were so put off by Doja's sin that they wanted to know more about the light of Christ, because they really did not like the dark message that Doja was preaching. I'm going to show you right now the music video that convinced me personally that Doja Cat is imitating someone from the Bible. Probably she's just doing it for publicity, but it does prove a point to me that everyone should be very careful what music you listen to, because the goal of the Prince of Darkness is to use the music world, because he was the chief musician in heaven. His goal is to lead millions of people through the music world away from the light of Christ and into the kingdom of darkness. In August 2023, Doja Cat released a song, Paint the Town Red. The song opens with her appearing to mock, you know, those famous words by Jesus Christ on the Sermon of the Mount, if your eye causes you to sin. But on the other hand, however, it could actually just be her releasing more imagery like we saw at her 27th birthday party. Regardless of what Doja was trying to portray there, I am certain that the next scene is her imitating a famous person in scripture. The camera zooms in on Doja Cat cuddling up to death, and she is dressed totally in red, or dare I say, scarlet. Okay, now watch this. The scene changes to Doja Cat surfing or riding on what only can be described as a beast. Are you now starting to catch my drift? Well, what happens if I read this to you? The Bible says, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which is full of names. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet, and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearls."
I mean, it feels like I'm covered in stone.
Okay, guys, I hold up my hands and I say, I probably have gone off the curb here. I know that, you know that. But the truth is this, could it be possible that Doja Cat is trying to recreate similar imagery here? Of course, I don't believe she is the actual woman described in chapter 17, but I do find it curious that she dressed herself in these fine, precious stones, just like the woman we've read about in chapter 17. I do find it curious that she dressed totally in red, in crimson, in scarlet, just like this woman we've read about in scripture. I do find it curious that she is standing on top of a beast. Now, the scripture says that this woman, she'll be sitting on the beast. But at the same time, I do find that interesting. But perhaps worst of all, it says about this woman in Revelation 17 that she will be merry. She will have gone crazy over the fact that she is the reason why many saints of Christ are no longer here. May I go deeper? The scripture actually warns us that this woman will sit on many waters, and she will have made many kings, many of the inhabitants of the earth, merry with her sin. In other words, she is everywhere. She's on all corners of the earth, and she is defeating many strong men, not through strength, but through her beauty. The Bible says, her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. And the same writer who wrote this also goes on to say, and I'm paraphrasing now, but he says, all those who were taken out by her were very strong men. Oh dear friends, this is not a warning just for men, but this is for men and women alike. You see, the Prince of Darkness will do everything he can to draw you away from the light. He will dangle every piece of bait in front of you to trap you in his invisible net. Some of you, let's be honest, you are dazzled by the things of this world. Some of you, you are chasing wrong things. And some of you who can hear my voice don't realize that these things will be the very things that send you to hell. Some of you, you are religious, but you aren't righteous. What do you mean, Joe? Doesn't the Bible say there is none who is righteous? No, not one. You're right. Scripture does say that. But I'm talking about a righteousness that does not come from any man except for the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ, did you know, can give you his righteousness as a gift. And that righteousness will save you from the fires of hell. The Bible says, for he made him who knew no sin, that's talking about Jesus, to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Guys, we've got to get this, because this is super important. Religion will not save you. And Doja Cat is evidence of this. Have you noticed that very often you will see Doja Cat wearing a cross around her neck? Now, please don't misunderstand me. I have friends who wear crosses around their neck, and I think it's a wonderful thing if people want to wear a cross around their neck as a reminder of who Jesus Christ is. Some preachers perhaps will disagree with me on this. That's okay. I personally don't have a problem with it. As long as everyone remembers this one key fact, wearing a cross around your neck does not save you. It's not like a lanyard that gets you into important buildings. God doesn't look at a cross around a person's neck and says, "Come on, welcome into heaven." No, the only thing that saves a man or woman is if they have put their trust in the one who was on that cross. And hallelujah, he's not on that cross anymore. He died on that cross. He was buried, but on the third day, he rose from the dead, proving that the cross, death, none of it could hold him down because he is God in the flesh. So here's how it works. Here is how a person gets righteous. You see, when Jesus went to the cross, all of my sin, all of your sin was put on him. It was laid on him. I've said it often, but the worst of me and you was laid on the Lord Jesus Christ. And then for those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the best of Christ, Christ's perfect track record, his life without sin, his righteousness can be attributed to me and you if we put our faith in him. It's almost as if God doesn't see Joe Kirby anymore and his lies and his mistakes and the horrible thoughts he thinks and all the wrong things I've done. He doesn't see Joe Kirby and his sin anymore, but because I've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, he sees Christ. He sees the righteousness of Christ. It's like God has given us this garment of righteousness, and now God sees me just like his son, totally righteous. And I want to tell you right now, whoever you are, if you've not yet trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ, you too can become righteous just like that. If you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you come to him in repentance and faith, I'm telling you right now, God will give you that righteousness, wash away all of your sins, and give you a hope beyond the grave because Jesus Christ is risen. Would you like it? Well, call upon him right now and you'll have it instantly. Okay. Maybe I am just making mountains out of molehills. Okay, I'm probably just being Joe Kirby again. You know that by now. But you've got to agree with me on one thing. This is a fantastic opportunity to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. People who wouldn't normally go into a church, people who wouldn't normally watch Christian videos, they're thinking about Doja Cat. So please do share this video if you do get opportunity. But right now, I do want to draw your attention back to one final thing. Some of you who've watched the music video, the really bad music video, and I wouldn't advise anyone to watch it, so please just listen to me when I do say this. But for those of you who've already watched it, you remember seeing this image at the beginning of the video. That is a famous oil painting from 1781, which is depicting something rather bad. Well, I actually made a full video all about what it is they're depicting. If you'd like to watch that, click here. And just know I have changed my views a little bit since I've made this video, because it was over a year ago. And if you did find this video that you've just watched now in any way helpful, please would you do a favor for me? Please do subscribe. I really would like to see you again. God bless you all, and thank you for watching.